Blackstone Audio presents Carlucci's Edge by Richard Paul Russo. This book is read by Christopher Tabori. Prologue. Smoke and sweat and hot lights and the smell of beer filled the club, all cut through with the ripping wail and thunder of the slash-and-burn band on stage. Three women, drummer in tank top and blue jeans, bleached hair whipping up and down with the beat, guitarist in dark emerald green shimmer pants and silver rag vest, black on black hair falling across her face, and Paula, in black jeans and boots and white t-shirt, tearing at the bass and shouting and howling out the vocals, Black Angels. Paula sang and rocked in a kind of cocoon, earplugs protecting her from the worst of the sound. But she felt the bass pounding through her, driving into her bones, moving her. She was soaked with sweat, filled with fire. She was flying. The Palms was jammed. It was a tiny club, more of a bar, really, but there must have been 70 or 80 people squeezed inside to see the Black Angels. Beer seemed to be the drink of choice, bottles and glasses everywhere. The smoke was a mix of cigarettes, pot, and fireweed. A few people up near the stage were trying to dance, jumping up and down in place. If she reached out, Paula could touch them. She backed away from the mic, and Bonita ripped into her solo, fingers clawing at the strings. Sheila lost her drumstick. It flew forward, bounced off the back of Bonita's head. But she didn't notice. This was their last song. They were too deep into it. Paula kicked the stick out of the way, pounding at her bass. Too old for this? That's what Pietro had told her, because she was pushing 40. Shit. The fucker didn't have a clue. The screech of Bonita's solo cut through the earplugs. Not painful, just enough to pump her up even more. The crowd was into it, too. Paula could see it in their faces, eyes clamped shut or wide open, necks, cheeks, and lips clenched tight. Bonita was burning tonight, and Paula hoped someone was getting it online. Damn! She wished Chick could have been here. Bonita took it longer and further than usual, but eventually swung it back around and down, turning to Paula and Sheila, and then it was time for Paula to come back with the final rep of the chorus. She moved up to the mic, waited for it, then sang. Yes, the night will drown.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?